Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's another day of light snowfall occurring across the eastern portions of the Midwest this morning. Not a lot of it is very significant, but we do have a little bit of snow still falling, a lot of cloud cover in areas from Michigan down to parts of Kentucky. Skies are cleared off further to the west. The temperatures this morning are a little nippy out there in parts of the region and in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. As we go through the day today, we'll likely see a rather quiet day of weather. We may warm up a little bit, and we're expecting to see a storm system hit the hard red winter wheat country, and that is likely to eventually work its way into our direction. And that storm system will see to it that we end up with a widespread amount of precipitation across the region as we go into the heart of the weekend and lingering a little bit on Monday morning. Storm system promises to not only bring us snow and rain, it's also going to bring us some much colder temperatures. By the time we get to Monday of next week, the afternoon highs will only be in the teens and 20s throughout the Midwest, and we're going to see low temperatures down into the single digits and teens across portions of the northern Midwest, and down as far south as Iowa, parts of northern Illinois, and then further northward to the Canada border. All these cold temperatures will occur Monday morning and again probably on Thursday morning of next week as a second reinforcing shot of cold air comes into the region. Lowest temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest will be mostly teens during these two bouts of cold. There will be snow on the ground, so the single-digit temperatures shouldn't be an issue for any of the soft wheat areas in the Midwest. And for that matter, hard red winter wheat country will likely be spared from any threatening cold as well. Nebraska is the only state in the Central Plains that may not have a lot of snow on the ground, and we'll see single-digit temperatures maybe coming close to zero in a couple of spots. And after the warmth that occurred this week, there could be at least a little bit of threat to some of the crop there. But most of the key wheat-producing areas in Nebraska are located further south, where the temperatures shouldn't be quite so extreme. We do expect precipitation across most of the region, and as we do that, we're likely to see travel conditions deteriorate here over the weekend. Widespread snow will occur in portions of the Midwest coming out of Iowa and working its way from there into portions of Michigan and Ohio, eventually northern Ohio in particular. 2 to 6 inches of accumulations will take place across this corridor. We'll see some snow up into portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin as well. And there may be some areas in northern Missouri that are impacted, and that would likely spread into portions of Illinois, both west, central, and northern parts of the state, as well as parts of northern Indiana, and eventually, like I said, into northern Ohio and parts of Michigan. To the south of this, we may see a little wintry mix of precipitation types as we go through the day Saturday, and eventually we'll see the precipitation switch over to snow as we get to Sunday morning, and the precipitation will be fairly quick to end as we go from Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. But it will be a sloppy weekend. Travel will be slow. If you have to get out, be careful. We do expect a surface high pressure center to settle into the region as we get into the first part of next week. That will clear the skies out, give us that cold punch. But it will only be brief. There will be that reinforcing shot of cold air coming into the region probably Tuesday into Wednesday of next week. As it comes into the region, we'll see another snow opportunity for a fairly large part of the region. The snow will be light this time around, just a dusting to an inch or two, but nevertheless, it will add to the winter scene that will be widespread across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.